Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spawn titles increase cover price. Ultimate Spider-Man tops graphic novel sales. Stan Lee documentary Kickstarter canceled. This is Comic Book Club News for April 10, 2025. Image Comics Spawn titles will increase their cover price from $2.99 to $3.99 starting in June, but not because of the current trade war caused by the United States. Per Bleeding Cool, which has been connecting tariffs to everything, whether correctly or not, initially the site posited that the increase could be because of the trade war. But according to Image Comics, not so, as they've been discussing the price increase for a while, and any timing is purely coincidental. Furthermore, the Image rep noted to the site that, quote, "Ultimately, we hope not to have to increase the prices of our books in reaction to the new tariffs, and have been exploring every option internally to avoid that scenario and keep our comics and graphic novels reasonably priced for the average consumer." While Todd McFarlane's comics are not seeing a related increase, and as reported yesterday on the podcast, graphic novels printed in China are not subject to the tariffs, McFarlane's action figures are. After the Trump tax hit, McFarlane Toys noted it would be increasing the price of select figures judiciously. However, with the tariff level ballooning to 104% as of this recording, we'll see what happens next. More on this as it develops. Ultimate Spider-Man once again swung its way to the top of the March 2025 graphic novel sales charts. Only this time, it was the second volume of the series that took the number one slot. Per ICV2, volume 2 of the series was tops, with the first volume coming in at number 3 after 6 months of dominating the list. Daredevil Born Again stayed strong at number 7, likely because of the new Disney Plus series. Meanwhile, DC had an unusually light month, with only 4 compact comics making the top 20. The real winner of March? Arguably, Image Comics, which took 9 of the top slots. More specifically, Skybound, which provided 7 of those titles. And even more specifically, Invincible, with 3 compendiums and 2 digest editions all ranking in the top slots. As for other publishers, Dark Horse's Helen of Windhorn hit number 18, while IDW's TMNT The Last Ronin stayed on the charts for the umpteenth month in a row. A planned Kickstarter for Stan Lee, The Final Chapter, a documentary about the comic book legend, has been canceled, though perhaps not for the reason you might think. Per The Beat, the film by John Bowlerjack has been plagued with controversy since it was announced, mostly given the rewards included things like multiple screenings and tours of sites from the movie, i.e. places where Lee was reportedly abused. The film also included footage Bowlerjack shot of Lee being carted around to conventions against his will in the later days of his life, leading to a general feeling of concern about the project, to put it lightly. Despite international press attention, the Kickstarter had only raised $84,000 of a planned $300,000 as of the time that Bowler Jack shut it down. But it did not shut it down because of the controversy. Instead, Bowler Jack took it offline because he, quote, "will be moving forward with the film's production through generous outside support. We'll be going back into production in the coming weeks, and our plan is to wrap things up as soon as possible." So, pure speculation here, but rather than deal with a controversial Kickstarter, it seems like all the press may have drummed up an outside investor. Is the goal to cash in on Lee's legacy one more time, or bring to light the injustices against him, a la the superheroes Lee helped create? We'll unfortunately know more as this project continues to move forward to reality. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and umpteenth is a real number. Look it up. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.